And we have some breaking news this hour. WTOP is learning a man who FBI dubbed as the Potomac River Rapist has been found dead in a D.C. jail cell. Host of WTOP's podcast, American Nightmare, Paul Wagner joins us live now with the latest. Paul, can you tell us a little bit about what we know about his death?
Sure, Luke. We got word about an hour ago from a source that Giles Warrick, the man accused of being the Potomac River Rapist, was found dead in his jail cell in the D.C. jail about 8:30 this morning. And at this point, D.C. homicide detectives are conducting an investigation, but two law enforcement say it appears that he took his own life. And Giles Warrick was scheduled to go on trial at the end of this month. Of course, this was the topic of our podcast, The Unknown Subject, which has seven episodes out right now. So this was kind of a shock. There was supposed to be a court hearing on Friday. That was postponed until Monday. They were going to have the trial in early December. So what's really shocking about this is that he was arrested back in 2019 and went through all of the procedures all the way up until this trial. So it's been almost 3 years now, has been 3 years. And he was found dead in the cell this morning. Again, two law enforcement sources telling me that they believe he took his own life, Luke.
And can you tell us a little bit about the rapes that he was accused of in Montgomery County?
Sure. He was accused of six rapes beginning in 1991 and going up through 1997. He was also accused of raping a woman out on MacArthur Boulevard in the district in 1996. And then, of course, what he was really going on trial for was the murder of Christine Mirzayan, who was an intern here at Georgetown University back in August of 1998. Police say his DNA was at the scene. They say his DNA was connected to those rapes in Montgomery County, and that he was found through forensic genealogy and arrested down in Conway, South Carolina in November of 2019. So family's all been notified. I did speak with one of his victims a few minutes ago who confirmed that she'd been told that prosecutors had given her a call to let her know that this had happened. So it's just really just incredible that he would go through this entire process and then allegedly take his own life. So it's really an incredible ending to this story.